Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're now joined by Troy football coach. That is Derek Jasper. Our conversation with the coach, always brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, your team bounced back in a big way. You played a top five team in Wabunsee in week one, came up short there, but then week two, you get on your home field, you get Valley Falls, big time win, 46-8. How'd you like your team and the way they bounced back in that week two win?
Yeah, a great win for us, season debut at home for us. So, put up a lot of yards offensively, 563 yards, 156 rushing, 407 passing, and pretty good balance. Ran the ball 22 times, passed it 35 times. Really good showing on offense. Actually, and had some other people step up. So I was really wanting that to happen, you know. We had Christian Etherton, Jack Hartman had big games against Wabunsee. I like to be a little bit more balanced, spread the ball around on offense, and Caden Roseberger made one of the best catches of the year on a touchdown in the first quarter. Alex Deshaun comes up with 5 catches for 85 yards. Seth Judd gets 7 catches and also had 31 yards rushing. So nice to see some other guys stepping up. We need a whole cabinet full of offensive weapons so teams can't focus on one person, and that happened that night. And, you know, to hold them under 200 total yards was a good performance for our defense. Still didn't tackle real well. But we're able to force 3 interceptions, so turned the ball over. I got them to turn the ball over. So overall, great performance. Only one downfall, probably our 10 penalties that we had, and some of those are those 5-yard varieties where, you know, he's putting your offense against the chains, and we won't be able to do that against a really good team. But I was impressed with Valley Falls also. Give them credit. I thought they were more physical and hit us harder than it looked like they were going to on film. So, you know, got a little bit more than we thought we might get and ended up performing pretty well.
Yeah, 22-0 at the end of one, 34-0 the advantage at halftime. You talk about things you can certainly improve on with the penalties. Still had a couple of interceptions, but over 400 yards passing. Gannon Bowe, I mean, we talked about him last week, but, you know, pretty impressive what he's been able to do here in the first couple of weeks. But kind of piggybacking off what you said about some of those skill position guys, Seth Judd, Alex Deshaun, Christian Etherton had a huge game, 6 for 148. Obviously, when you can spread it around and get more guys involved, I would have to imagine that's kind of the plan, and it's going to lead to more success for your team.
Definitely. We need a lot of threats there offensively, and that's kind of what we've always had, it seems like. We always, even like our number 3 and 4 options, you know, are going to put up some pretty good stat lines in the receiving core just because we throw the ball around quite a bit. Nice to get some other guys some carries also, and it was nice to get younger guys in the game after halftime. Our numbers are so bad right now that we probably won't get a lot of JV games. We're going to try to play as many as we can, but, you know, we've been hurt with injuries. We got some bad news on Brogan Morris this week. He did tear his ACL, so sad, sad news for a senior there that kind of ruined my day and ruined us. But he's going to stay upbeat with us and kind of help us coach a little bit and be kind of a mentor to that offensive line. And we're just hoping, you know, we can get some better luck with on the injury front and see how it progresses from there.
Well, and the challenge with the numbers being down, and we've talked about that through the first couple of weeks, and, you know, not being able to field as much in terms of, like, junior varsity games, but when you have these kids who are kind of sitting back, the extras who are on the sideline, and when you get a big win like this, when you have that opportunity, if they can't play JV and you get up or get down, whatever it is, just getting these younger guys in to get reps in a varsity game, how important is that?
Oh, very important, you know, and actually a lot of our younger guys are starting now, so we've got some kids, you know, who we think about before the season. Hey, this kid's going to be a JV player for us both ways, you know, maybe get on some varsity kickoff and special teams. And now here they are starting on offense, on defense, maybe like a Caden Roseberger, a sophomore that's been thrust into starting both ways now. And, you know, maybe we weren't expecting that before the year started, but we've got kids that just have to do it, you know, because we're forced to do it with the injuries, kind of the next man up philosophy, and they're going to kind of just learn on the fly, but it's going to be good for us in the long run.
Troy and Valley Heights this week. Trojans get another home tilt. We'll talk about that Valley Heights matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our Troy locker room chat here, getting ready for week 3 of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tabman joined by the head coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, team 1-1 after the win over Valley Falls. Now you set your sights on another home matchup. This time it's Valley Heights inside the TVL. And, you know, Valley Heights bounced back in a big way. They beat Onega last week 48-16, and they nearly knocked off Centralia in week number one. They lost that one 18-16. The Panthers right now a top three team in 1A, according to some publications. So this is a good Valley Heights team. They pretty much brought back majority of their roster from a year ago, so the experience is there. What jumps off the page about the Mustangs?
Yeah, really good team. Older, more experienced team from last year. A couple of their linemen have been like four-year starters. Big kids, physical kids, a team, a different style that we haven't played yet. You know, Will Buncey kind of spread us out, and they ran all over us, but it was out of a spread. Valley Heights is going to kind of tighten us up and play this game in a box a little bit and just try to manhandle us, and that's just what they do. And, boy, they would have been a good football team regardless. And then they had the number seven, the transfer kid, who comes in, plays quarterback, and is actually really good on defense, too. And that just made them even better. And a team that, you know, that was going to be good without him. And then they had a great player like that. It's really vaulted them and really moved them up kind of in the rankings. You know, they play Centralia tough and then blow out Onega and score like 32 points in one of the quarters against Onega. So not necessarily like going to run it down your throat all night like you would expect, because now they can hit you with a big pass play also. So really makes our defense have to cover the whole field. But bottom line is we're going to have to line up and be physical. And our coaching staff has questioned some of our kids' toughness and how physical we could be. And we're going to find out Friday night, because they're going to come away out of this game with a bunch of scrapes and bruises. And you just got to keep up and fighting and living to play another down against these guys and trying to get off the field. So hopefully we can find a way to be physical in the trenches, and hopefully we can tackle a little bit better, because they're certainly going to put it to the test.
How challenging is it, you know, throughout the course of preparation, not just for this game, but really now any week with the numbers being down a little bit? You talk about just trying to throw together an opposite end for a scout team. You know, how can you kind of replicate what you can see each and every week, and just what's been kind of the challenges trying to do that each and every week?
Yeah, and our scout team's never really been able to replicate this Valley Heights offense, because it's just not something we do. We don't line up and we don't get down in stances even, and we don't run option and we don't fire off and go under center and things. So really a challenge. We've got some managers and coaches trying to play on the scout team now, and we're trying to be careful with the kids in practice, even though we've got to try to preach some physicality this week. And then we go to practice and we're afraid to, because we don't want anybody to get a little hurt or any bruise, injury in practice even. So it's been a real challenge. I haven't been in a situation before where we haven't really had enough to go 11-on-11 in practice. So kind of frustrating at times. And now we've got a great team that's just standing over there without any pads on. And it's just frustrating, but it's just something you have to deal with. You know, we were lucky with injuries last year. We avoided a couple big ones. This year, the bugaboos kind of hit us, where we're getting some people dinged up and having some serious injuries that are costing people's seasons. So, just something we have to keep fighting through, and hope our young guys just keep getting better and better and growing in the roles that they've been thrust into.
Troy, progressing each week. It's week three on Friday. They're at home against a very stout Valley Heights squad inside the TVL. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Again, that is Derek Jasper joining us each and every week. Again, good luck on Friday against Valley Heights. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.